And Finland, its bulletin, Pakistan has fully reopened its airspace after a week of tensions with neighboring India over the disputed Kashmir region. Pakistani Civil Aviation Authority says that all airports are now operational and the airspace is reopened. The decision to shut the airspace came last Wednesday following an aerial stand-up between Pakistan and India. The closure disrupted major flights between Asia and Europe, leaving thousands of passengers stranded worldwide. Tensions are still running high despite the release of a downed Indian fighter pilot by Pakistan on Friday.
It was the deadliest attack in decades since armed rebellion against Indian rule began in Kashmir. February 14's attack killed nearly 50 Indian paramilitary troops and strained the already dented India-Pakistan ties. Amid calls for no to war, the two countries exchanged heavy fire on de facto border after India claimed to have conducted airstrikes on the terror hideouts inside Pakistan's Balakot. In the tug of war, Pakistan downed India's fighter jet and captured its pilot. Although Pakistan returned the pilot as a gesture of peace, the animosity didn't end. It continues to claim lives and displace thousands on both sides of line of control, or LOC. Homes, livestock, agricultural fields, and institutions wear a deserted look in this village adjacent to LOC on the Indian side. People flee overnight to safer places, fearing for their lives. Analysts say Kashmir has become a laboratory for political gains in India.
It's very unfortunate that the politics in South Asia, especially in India, with the right-wing government at the helm of affairs, that politics and vote bank politics, electoral arithmetic, all these issues are being linked to body bags of civilians, militants, and government forces personnel. And this is very, very unfortunate that Mr. Narendra Modi is using these soldiers and their lives for electoral gains, and also using Kashmir as a laboratory for doing his political experiments.
Following the tensions, India has started a heavy crackdown inside Kashmir, from pumping more forces to hunting of pro-freedom leaders, activists, and social-religious groups like Jamaat-e-Islamiyya. Jamaat for decades has been working for the welfare of widows, orphans in the war-torn region, but India has accused it of supporting the armed groups. This move has drawn criticism.
Jamaat-e-Islamiyya is a social organization, and we condemn India's move to ban it. It is unfortunate that India is trying to confine people associated with it. India must understand they can't confine any ideology.
The heightened tensions ahead of general elections in India has terrified Kashmiri people. Kashmir has lost more than 100,000 people in 3 decades of violence and now seems to be fatigued to bear more loss. The February 14 attack has once again brought Kashmir to limelight, reminding international community of its existence and devastation it can bring forth if not resolved. After the February 14th incident, India's approach in handling Kashmir's situation has turned more rigid. Analysts say this is going to deepen the already existing discontent and may force more youth into rebellion. Shana Butt, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.